Cameras are everywhere. There are cameras at intersections, cameras in convenience stores, cameras in our computers, our phones, our workplaces. There's even been a camera in Katie Couric.
This is clean as a whistle. This is a perfectly normal examination.
But there is one group of people so powerful and so secretive that they've thwarted virtually every attempt to capture them on film. Clad in bizarre costumes from the past and speaking a language that is as unintelligible as it is unwieldy, this insular society of elders meets in a temple just steps away from the United States Capitol. Their power, unquestioned. Their rulings, final. Their secrecy, supreme. What is the Supreme Court hiding beneath their robes that they continue to say no to cameras in the courtroom?
Well, I could say quickly that we've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
C-SPAN founder Brian Lamb has devoted his life to turning surveillance cameras on America's power elites. While he can't take credit for the Couric footage, he has managed to infiltrate the legislative and executive branches of the federal government. But the Supreme Court has stoned him cold.
It's like every other institution of government. There's always a time when they decide when it's right for them.
You'd expect Supreme Court justices to have the best arguments against transparency. But just like the Kelo decision okaying eminent domain abuse, their logic is as baffling and embarrassing as their choice of neckwear.
The arguments on the other side in the Supreme Court are, one, people would worry because of the symbolic value of the court, that the television would then be in every courtroom in the country, including all the criminal cases where you have concerns about witnesses and jurors and intimidation and so forth.
Cameras are already in every other courtroom in the country, and judges have wide discretion to shield certain testimony and witnesses from public view. And if you're worried about the symbolic nature of your position, you better worry about the man in the mirror.
Cutouts from the full day's proceedings would appear on the evening news.
It's called interpretation, Justice Scalia. We do it based on written transcripts of oral arguments all the time.
Regular appearances on TV would mean significant changes in the way my colleagues could conduct their lives. My anonymity is already gone.
Quick advice, Justice. If you're worried about your anonymity, don't take a public service job and don't go RVing with 60 Minutes.
You know, it's really a very simple thing. It's a government institution that's funded by the American taxpayers. The individuals that work there all get paid for by the taxpayer. And the decisions aren't even reached in that courtroom. They're reached behind closed doors, which we're not asking to do.
Faced with the manifest failure of their arguments, they resort to the last refuge of middle-aged married men, begging and pleading.
Please don't introduce this into our intercollegial deliberations. We don't want it.
Thankfully, things may be looking up. As older judges retire,
it's better to be sure than sorry, okay?
A new, younger crop of free-thinking, swinging justices take their place.
I have had positive experiences with cameras.
I do think, Senator Spector, it would be a good thing from many perspectives.
Well, maybe not from all perspectives.
But you didn't put the scope in yet, did you?
Yeah, okay. We're doing the examination.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay, good.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.